Hello, everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I said it once, I'll say it again. Pastor McCann said, the Lord our God has a plan. Though Satan has a little scheme, the Lord our God has a plan. Get involved with the plan that God has. Start by believing on Jesus, allowing Him to heal your life in every category, in every way. The Word of God has our wisdom already written. But that's not all God gave us. Because when you believe on Jesus Christ, your spirit man is made brand new. And the Holy Spirit lives within us. That's right. The Holy Spirit lives inside your spirit. And He's there to help you in this life. The prophets of old, the Holy Spirit will be upon them. But everybody who believes on Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within them. That's why Jesus said, John the Baptist, there was no prophet greater than John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. He didn't get a chance to believe on Jesus in this life. Now, he did believe on him because he baptized people that they might believe on him. But he died before the resurrection. And we live after the resurrection. So the Holy Spirit lives within us. The Holy Spirit did not live in the Old Testament prophets. Not on the inside. So use what God gave you. The Holy Spirit comes to us as a gift. And He can guide you in this life. Study the Word of God. But preach it. I don't understand it. Keep doing it. Put forth the effort and learn God's Word. Because the Holy Spirit will, as you endeavor to learn His Word, He will help you interpret it. He will help you understand it. So that you can live according to God's Word and change the facts on the ground where you are. The Lord will give you everyday wisdom. All you have to do is ask for it. And then to help you do ministry work, in Acts chapter 2, we see that the people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit came upon them, surrounded them. They were baptized in the Holy Spirit. So as a Christian, everybody that believes on Jesus has the Holy Spirit on the inside. That's the Holy Spirit within. That's like the well of water springing up in the everlasting life. But then when He baptized you in the Holy Spirit, hear me good. When He baptized you in the Holy Spirit, that's rivers of living water. And it's to help you do God's work. And you can benefit from it. It will benefit your life. So we have the written Word of God, which is true. The Holy Spirit on the inside to help you navigate in your personal life. And the Holy Spirit upon to help you do ministry work. So we got the devil conquered. Plus we have authority over Satan. We can stop his works. You don't have to allow Satan to operate in your neighborhood. Shut it down. What you talking about, preacher? If you see satanic activity of any kind, shut it down. Tell Satan that he can't reign in your neighborhood. Tell him he can't reign in your house. Tell him he can't speak his words to you. You have to take authority over him. If you take authority over him, he's paralyzed. He's got to obey you. And you're just going to have to study the scriptures along those lines. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 through 20. And Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. Luke chapter 10. It all talks about how Jesus gave us authority over Satan. He even said, don't rejoice because you got authority over the devils, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. But use the authority you got over Satan and rejoice because your name is written in heaven. He gave it to you to use. Everything you can, when you see it, when you hear about it, anywhere, because you don't have to be where the danger is to stop Satan's activities. And we'll talk about that more later. Now, we have opportunity every day we wake up to operate in God's perfect wisdom. It's totally up to us. It's not up to anybody else. Nobody can stop you if you want to obey the will of God. Nobody can tell you not to do it because you have authority over all satanic influences. Study your word. Study the word of God. Ask the Lord your questions so that he can help you heal your life. Not just physically, but in every category. If you suffer with depression, study the Psalms. Make your relationship with the Lord strong. Look at things through God's eyes, because the Word of God gives us a God's eye view of this life. If you can, I promise you, if you can have faith in what He's saying, and if you can trust Him, you can come out of anything, any form of depression. And it starts with forgiveness. All right, the enemy, he enters into our life in three categories: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. The Word of God will help strengthen you so that you won't be weak. Hurts, people that have hurt you, people that did you wrong. You want to know how to conquer that junk? Forgive the people that did you wrong. Forgive the people that's doing you wrong. And you know they're doing you wrong, and they know you're doing. Love them anyway. And don't fear them. You're immune to them, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world, whether it's a man or a devil, or devils and men. They are outnumbered because God is with you. In fact, Jesus wants us to pray for those that despitefully use you so that the Lord don't destroy them. It's not good for people to bother God's people. But the enemy is using people to aggravate people. He uses others to aggravate you. But the healing process begins when you forgive, and you will conquer the hurt feelings. Even if they hurt you to the core, forgive them, love them, don't talk about them anymore in a negative way. Bless them if you can, help them if you can, and keep going. Because, all right, I'm gonna tell you what that's like. The Lord gave you the kingdom of God. You're rich. And the pennies they're trying to steal don't make no difference. If somebody stole 15 cents from Bill Gates, that wouldn't bother him. If they stole $1,500, he'll make that in the interest from his billions of dollars. It will not hurt him. If somebody do you wrong, you're going to live forever. You believe on Jesus Christ, you're going to live forever. You're going to learn things. You're going to gain things from now on. And whatever was stolen from you, the Lord can bless you with that back in just a few days. Anything that you've lost, the Lord can cause you to regain. You live forever. We are rich, and we have all the rights and privileges of the angels in heaven. If we're sick, the Lord provided healing in His word. If we're worried, the Lord gave us His word to help us heal. Now, worry is a reducer. You don't. It's also a choice, and you can learn that you don't have to worry about anything. Every time you worry, that's just a choice you're making right then. Just choose not to worry about people, about situations, because it will absorb. It will destroy the strength that you got left. And it leads to forms of fear. Fear is a driver. You don't need those evil thoughts in your life. The Word of God will conquer all of those things. Every choice you make, there's a future attached to it. So choose the winning choices. Study Philippians chapter 4. It will show you how to deal with anxiety, how to live in peace on purpose, how to conquer the inner thoughts. See, if you win on the inside, it's easy to win on the outside. If you're a student, you need to concentrate on what you're trying to learn. You don't have time to be depressed and worried how you're going to pay this and that. The Word of God has a financial plan. Yes, it's got a financial plan. If you keep studying about men like Abraham and Job, they were industrious people. And this is something that everybody, whoever did anything worth doing and became wealthy and thriving in this life, they were servants. They served other people. They sought to be a blessing to other people. When God met Abraham, he was already an industrious and wealthy man. A man that would believe God. His name was Abram, which means father. He really wanted to be a father, and his name was Father, which was his Abram. And when he obeyed God, the Lord told him to count the stars, and he couldn't do it. He said, that's how many children you're going to have. They're going to be like the stars of the heavens and the sand of the sea. And he changed his name to Abraham, which means father of nations. Now, he just wanted to be a father. But God made him father of nations. And he's the father of nations. He's the father of Israel and other nations as well. Some of the Turkish nations are his descendants. So let me say this here. When you follow God, there's a financial plan in his word that can be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. And he can teach you how to prosper. It's easy if you do it God's way. Sometimes all you got to do, you're already doing some things already. And he'll show you what not to do, like getting excessive debt. He'll show you how to attain things without getting in debt. He'll teach you how to save. It's easy. It's all easy. You can study Joseph, how he rescued Egypt. He said in the years of abundance, put back 5%. And 5% of 7 years was enough to sustain the nation for another 7 drought years. There is a plan in the Word of God. Tithing is an opportunity. It's not a debt. It's worship. If you tithe and give offerings, it's just like worship to God. And it involves God in your finances. There's a working financial plan in God's Word. Yeah, that's just to make preachers rich. No, it's to get God involved in your life, in your financial life. It works. We do this. It works. If it didn't work, I couldn't say it worked. It works. All of God's word works. Remember, if you have trouble believing some things, understand this and understand it well. The world system operates backwards from the kingdom of God. It turns its back on God. It seeks opportunities against people. It steals. It kills. It destroys. And it looks good at first. If you don't know any better, it looks like it'll work. Well, I can go to the casino and win money. There's a problem you're going to run into. Most people lose more than they win. And when you get money that you didn't work for, that you don't really deserve, it's hard to appreciate the value of it. It's just like giving a teenager a brand new car. They walk outside, they got the car of their dream. They didn't do anything for it. So don't expect them to value it like they work for it. In my life, I've given away 5 cars. And it didn't work out. It didn't work out right. I just say that. If people didn't work for it, they don't value it like somebody that worked for it. I've seen people, they buy a hoopty, but they work for it. And they get that hoopty running. You give somebody a decent running car, when it quits, they just leave it on the side of the road. I gave one car away twice. One left it on the side of the road, and the other one traded in for a car that was worse. It wasn't a bad car, but every car has to, it's gonna, they wear out and they have problems. You're gonna have to work on them. But the man that went and paid his money for the car, he ain't leaving it on the side of the road and tell you where he left it. They have no way of understanding the value of what they want. And the enemy is involved. The Lord is not involved in those kind of finances. So if you win, you're going to have a lot of wisdom to use it right and value it properly. And if you want God involved in what you do, do the right thing. Study the Word of God. It has a plan for you. I told my son just recently, when the Lord makes a decision, he thought about it many different ways, and he always, always, always chooses the best option. And so it is when he gave us his written word. Always go back to Genesis. What was true in Genesis is true now. The first chapter of Genesis is our pattern. The Lord chose light and rejected darkness. He made 2 trees. We got to choose life and trust God on life. Because in the first stages, you can't see what God see. He just tell you, do this. Love your brother as you love yourself. That's life. If you do that consistently, you're going to see that it works. And it prospers you. And it prospers them. But if you retaliate, that's like eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's an alternative route. It's not going to work. You're going to be hurt. They're going to be hurt. Somebody might get killed. Somebody might not speak to each other for years. A lot of damage comes from alternative lifestyles. Now you're talking about homosexuality. Homosexuality is an evil, satanic, alternative lifestyle. It's not of God. No matter what the president and all his men say, it's wrong. The politicians want votes. It's just wrong. But God loves people. But it's still wrong. People that steal, that's wrong. Every alternative is wrong. Stealing is an alternative lifestyle. Because God didn't give us stealing. Satan did. It's wrong. It's not going to work. And whatever you steal, it's got the value of that thing got to be taken from you one day. You sowed a bad seed, and it's going to come back to get you. Selling drugs to people you know it's going to kill them is wrong. Yeah, but I can get rich. But you're going to suffer. I've never seen a drug dealer not suffer. Watch them. If you don't believe me, watch them. Watch what happens. They set something in motion, and they're going to pay for it. And it won't take long. I've seen them have pockets of money and then it all of it's gone before they go to jail or before they get killed. They always lose what they took wrong. People with a bad attitude. They things are taken from them that don't have to be taken. Opportunities are not given because the attitude. Alternative lifestyles don't work. Oh, we out of time. but the Lord is not. He will still teach those that love him and want to know him. Now remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.